Picture this. It's the year 2026, and you're just trying to buy a simple gaming mouse.
Right, just a basic peripheral.
Exactly.
Oh.
Or maybe like a mechanical keyboard for your home office. So you jump online, you filter for something reliable, and suddenly you're just drowning.
Oh, yeah. The marketing is everywhere.
It really is. Every single peripheral on your screen has this glowing, futuristic label slapped across the box, like AI-powered. Or intelligent AI, AI enhanced.
Which means absolutely nothing, usually.
Right. And then you glance at the price tag, and you realize you're staring at a massive, I mean, like a 30 to 50% markup compared to the exact same hardware architecture from just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's basically the ultimate tax on tech illiteracy. I mean, while artificial intelligence is a fundamentally transformative technology, the consumer hardware market has twisted it.
Twisted into a cash grab.
Exactly. It's turned into a $2.1 billion game of smoke and mirrors. You are being cornered into paying a massive premium for a buzzword that, in many cases, physically does not exist inside the device you are buying.
Okay. Let's unpack this, because before we can even look at the gadget sitting on your desk right now, we really need to understand the psychology and, I guess, the history behind how tech companies are getting away with this.
It's a fascinating history, honestly.
It is. We've been seeing this term AI washing floating around since, what, the AI Now Institute at NYU coined it back in 2019.
Yeah, 2019.
But it has mutated into an absolute monster lately. The current landscape is just staggering. Listen to this. 78% of products claiming to be AI-powered have absolutely no neural processing unit, no NPU, and zero real machine learning models inside them.
And out of that remaining slice of the pie, only 12% actually utilize any form of genuine machine learning.
That's wild. Only 12%.
Yep. Yet across the board, consumers are absorbing an average price increase of 43% just for having those two letters printed on the cardboard.
So they're just paying for the ink, basically.
Pretty much. And the origin of this specific frenzy really traces back to November 2022.
With the release of ChatGPT.
Exactly. Overnight, AI went from a highly technical field of computer science to the ultimate magic sales word. Hardware companies who for decades had to actually compete on technical specifications.
Like sensor speed or switch durability.
Right. Suddenly, they found a golden ticket. There is no strict legal definition for what constitutes AI in hardware, so they just use it to justify price gouging.
So they realize they could just monetize a definition issue. Calling a basic decades-old algorithm AI is like, well, it's like slapping an eco-friendly sticker on a massive gas-guzzling truck just because you painted the doors green.
That is a perfect analogy.
It's the exact same playbook we've seen a dozen times.
Yeah.
You know, like we watched greenwashing dominate from 2010 to 2020.
Oh, absolutely.
And we lived through the 3G and 4G washing era in the early 2010s where telecom networks just rebranded their slow towers to sound faster.
Which drove everyone crazy.
Oh, it was the worst. And we certainly haven't forgotten the blockchain washing craze from 2017 to 2021.
Oh, man. When every iced tea company suddenly claimed they were powered by the blockchain.
Exactly. History absolutely repeats itself.
It does, especially when there's that legal vacuum we mentioned.
But wait, I have to push back a little here on the technical front.
Sure, go for it.
If we really get down to brass tacks of computing, isn't it all just math and algorithms under the hood anyway? Like, a computer computes, a program executes logic.
Right.
So isn't all computing technically artificial intelligence if you stretch the definition far enough? Where is the actual line between a normal functional computer program and real hardware AI?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the line is actually incredibly clear to engineers, even if marketers want to intentionally blur it.
Okay, so what's the baseline?
To have genuine AI hardware, the industry relies on a very strict baseline. A device needs one of three things to legitimately claim the title. First, a dedicated neural processing unit, or NPU, pushing a minimum of 10 TOPS just to handle basic inference tasks locally.
Okay, 10 TOPS. What's this cover?
Second, it needs to run a genuinely trained machine learning model right there on the silicon. We are talking about a neural network utilizing trained weights and matrix multiplication, not just a sequential if-then code script.
So not just basic programming logic.
Exactly. Or third, it must feature a transparent API connection to a real cloud AI service, where it is explicitly clear what data is being sent out and processed off-site.
So if a device lacks those three components...
It is an AI, period.
Wow. Okay, so understanding that strict baseline explains exactly why the peripheral market is such a minefield right now.
It's a total disaster area.
Because companies are exploiting this legal loophole, let's look at the devices you literally touch every single day, the mice and keyboards. The illusion of intelligence in this space is just wild.
It really is.
The worst offenders of AI washing fall into a few distinct categories, right?
Yeah.
Companies claiming simple math equations are AI, or claiming macro automation is AI, or my absolute favorite, the blank label.
Ah, yes, the notorious AI ready label.
It's such an incredible piece of doublespeak. AI ready just means the product has absolutely zero AI capabilities right now. But hey, maybe someday you'll use this mouse while running an AI program on your computer.
It's ridiculous.
That is genuinely like calling a standard Honda Civic flying ready, just because flying cars might exist in the future and you could park next to one. It's absurd.
It is entirely absurd. And the brutal truth for you, the consumer, shopping in 2026 is this. There is not a single gaming mouse on the market that possesses real hardware AI. None.
Let's name names because I want to see how this actually works in practice.
Yeah.
Take the Razer Death Adder V3 Hyperspeed.
Oh, good example.
The marketing heavily pushes AI-powered precision tracking. But when you strip away the plastic and look at the PCB, it is just a standard Focus Pro 30K optical sensor.
Right. There's no NPU in there.
No NPU at all. There's no neural network.
Oh.
It's just a highly refined optical camera taking fast pictures of your desk.
And Logitech isn't much better. Look at the G Pro X Superlight 2.
Oh, yeah. They boast about AI motion prediction.
Right. But in reality, it uses a classic filtering algorithm. It's taking historical data points of your hand movement and mathematically smoothing out the curve.
Which has been a staple of optical tracking for over a decade.
Exactly. SteelSeries does the exact same thing with the Aerox 9, claiming AI liftoff detection, which is literally just a standard optical sensor with an adjustable depth threshold.
Unbelievable. And the keyboard market uses the exact same smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. Right? Take the Corsair K100 RGB. It markets AI macro learning.
But the underlying mechanism is just basic record and playback, isn't it?
That's all it is. It logs your T-strokes and replays them chronologically. That is simple automation, not artificial intelligence. It isn't learning your play style or adapting to the game. It's just executing a sequence.
And then there's the SteelSeries, Apex Pro TKL, advertising AI backlighting.
Which is literally just an ambient light sensor. It detects the room's brightness and adjusts the LEDs.
Yeah. Okay, but let me play devil's advocate for a second here. If my Razer mouse tracks perfectly and never misses a flick shot, my Corsair keyboard records my complicated MMO macros flawlessly, does it actually matter to me if it's real matrix multiplication AI or just a really good old-fashioned algorithm?
That's a fair question.
I mean, a top-tier mouse is a top-tier mouse, right?
Your experience with the hardware might be great, yes. But here is exactly why it matters. You are paying a 30 to 50% markup for a lie. The AI tax.
Exactly.
You aren't paying for a revolutionary new sensor architecture. You are paying for a sticker on the box. The Logitech G Pro X Superlight 2 is objectively a fantastic mouse, but it would be equally fantastic without the fake AI label.
And it would cost significantly less.
Right. You are being charged a premium for advanced computational technology that simply does not exist inside that plastic shell.
So essentially, this AI premium is just a tax on people who don't read the spec sheets.
Unfortunately, yes.
Now, there is one honest exception in the keyboard space that's worth noting, right? Mm-hmm. Keyboards featuring a dedicated Microsoft Copilot key, like the Surface keyboard.
Yes, and the distinction there is transparency. Microsoft isn't claiming the plastic keyboard itself possesses any localized machine learning.
They are simply providing a physical shortcut button that pings their cloud AI servers.
Exactly. They are selling convenience, not fake hardware intelligence.
Yeah. So if mice and keyboards are entirely devoid of real AI, what happens when we move up the chain and look at displays and graphics?
This is where things get complicated.
Yeah, this is where we transition out of pure marketing fiction into a very blurry gray area. Let's start with the fake stuff. We've got the LG Ultra Gear monitor. It loudly advertises an AI brightness optimizer.
Oh, I've seen that one.
But a teardown of the hardware reveals it's just a basic optical sensor paired with a mathematical formula. Wait, so if my LG monitor automatically dims when the sun sets, that's just a light sensor triggering a dimming switch?
Yep.
That's fundamentally no different than a street lamp turning on at night in my neighborhood. Why on earth are they allowed to call a street lamp AI?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it goes right back to that legal vacuum we touched on earlier.
Because there's no regulation.
Exactly. Because there's no regulatory body enforcing a strict engineering definition of AI for consumer displays, companies will use the most generous interpretation of the word smart possible.
So a binary trigger is just a loophole.
Right. If the light value drops below X, reduce screen brightness by Y. That is entirely sequential logic. It is not AI.
But in this exact same monitor category, we finally start to see genuine artificial intelligence at work, don't we?
We do. Take the Samsung Odyssey OLED G8. It advertises AI upscaling, and the claim is actually legitimate.
Really? How so?
Under the hood, that monitor contains a dedicated image signal processor, an ISP, running a real machine learning model.
Okay, so it's not just taking a 1080p image and stretching the pixels to fit a 4K screen.
No, not at all.
It's actually evaluating the raw visual data, recognizing that it's looking at, say, a picture of a human face or a brick wall, and using its training data to hallucinate and generate the missing high-resolution details in real time.
Precisely. That requires complex, dedicated silicon. We see a similar application in high-end webcams, too.
Like the Dell UltraSharp.
Yes. It leverages real machine learning to separate your voice from background noise dynamically, rather than just indiscriminately cutting off specific audio frequencies.
That's actually really impressive.
Yeah.
And of course, the most undeniable example of true AI is found in graphics processing, right?
Without a doubt. NVIDIA's DLSS4 and AMD's FSR4 are engineering marvels.
Because they aren't just interpolating frames like a cheap television smoothing setting.
No, they utilize neural networks trained on massive supercomputer clusters to understand motion vectors, geometry, and lighting.
So they literally predict what the next frame of your video game should look like.
Yes, and they construct those pixels entirely from scratch using highly specialized, dedicated hardware like NVIDIA's Tensor Cores.
Wow. So the rule of thumb for displays and graphics is actually pretty simple. If the monitor is just changing brightness or color profiles based on the room, it's a fake street lamp AI.
Exactly.
But if it's actively analyzing an image to generate new pixels or entirely new frames using dedicated subprocessors, you're actually getting the cutting-edge tech you paid for.
You're getting the real deal.
Which brings us to the brains behind the entire operation. Understanding that true AI requires dedicated silicon explains exactly why we are seeing a massive shift in how PCs are being built from the ground up.
It's a huge paradigm shift.
This is the only category that consistently features true AI hardware, the AI PC.
Right. This is where the architecture fundamentally changes, and it's crucial to understand if you're shopping for a new rig.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned the NPU earlier, the neural processing unit.
Which is different from a regular CPU.
Very different. Unlike a traditional CPU, which processes sequential instructions incredibly fast, an NPU is specifically designed from the atomic level to handle matrix multiplication.
Which is what neural networks need.
Exactly. It processes thousands of data points simultaneously. And we measure the raw muscle of an NPU in TOPS, trillions of operations per second.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because Microsoft actually put their foot down to establish a baseline.
They had to, honestly.
To legitimately earn the Copilot Plus PC certification, the computer must have an NPU capable of pushing at least 40 TOPS.
Exactly. And the silicon we are seeing in 2026 is easily clearing that hurdle.
Like what? What are we seeing out there?
Well, you have the Qualcomm Snapdragon X Elite with its Hexagon NPU hitting 45 TOPS.
Nice.
Intel's Lunar Lake architecture features a VPU hitting 48 TOPS. AMD's Ryzen AI 300 series boasts 50 TOPS.
And Apple is in the mix too, right?
Yep. The Apple M4 Pro's neural engine pushes 38 TOPS, which is heavily utilized for their localized Apple intelligence suite.
So these chips are specialized enough to run small, large language models like Phi 3 or Llama 3.2, completely offline right there on your hardware.
That's the real power of it.
But naturally, the hype train has also created the ultimate fakes. We're actually seeing third-party sellers taking desktop computers with older processors, like the Intel Core i7-13700K, and slapping huge AI PC banners across the product page.
Which is incredibly misleading.
Completely misleading, because that specific processor architecture predates integrated NPUs. It has an NPU capability of exactly zero TOPS.
Zero.
But, okay, I have to play the skeptic here again.
Go ahead.
Wait, my gaming rig at home has a 1,000-watt power supply, a custom water cooling loop, and an RTX graphics card that literally costs more than my first car.
A beast of a machine.
Yes. You're telling me a 2-pound Ultrabook is somehow smarter or better at AI just because it has a tiny chip soldered to the motherboard? I'm not buying it.
It's a common and completely understandable point of friction for PC enthusiasts. Your massive gaming rig isn't dumber. In fact, it has vastly more raw computational power.
Right, it can crunch numbers all day.
Your CPU and traditional GPU can run local AI models if you force them to. But it's the classic analogy of using a sledgehammer to drive in a precision screw.
Okay.
It will absolutely get the job done, but it will draw 400 watts of power, generate a massive amount of heat, and tie up the system resources you'd rather be using to render your game.
So it's just wildly inefficient.
Extremely. The 2-pound laptop with a 40 TOPS NPU is the precision screwdriver. It is exponentially more efficient at specifically executing matrix math.
So it can run background tasks without breaking a sweat.
Right. It can process those trillions of operations in the background for noise cancellation or image generation while sipping maybe 5 watts of battery power, leaving your main CPU completely free. That targeted efficiency is what defines a true AI PC.
That makes a ton of sense. The NPU isn't necessarily stronger than a giant GPU. It's just the exact right architectural tool for a very specific, highly complex job.
Precisely.
So knowing all of this, knowing about the fake mice, the street lamp monitors, and the real deal matrix multiplying NPUs, how do you actually protect your wallet?
You have to be proactive.
Right. Like if I'm standing in the store looking at a box, the immediate red flag is the lack of an NPU spec, right?
Absolutely. Rule number one, if it's a PC and it doesn't clearly state an NPU pushing that 40 TOPS minimum, put it back. The AI claim is a lie.
Good rule. What's next?
Second, you have to determine if the AI is actually baked into the hardware or if they are just bundling a software app you have to download anyway.
And rule three, look for specifics. Real companies brag about their exact machine learning models.
They do. Fake ones just print AI powered in a shiny font.
But even if it clears those hurdles, I need to look at the price. Like, is there a massive 30% markup compared to the standard model?
Which leads directly into testability. If you can't actively measure or see a difference in performance, the AI functionally doesn't exist.
Which is why you had to check reviews.
Always. You must always check trusted, highly technical review sites like AnandTech or Digital Foundry.
Right. If a standard optical mouse tracks exactly as well as the $150 AI mouse, do not pay the premium.
Save your money.
So what does this all mean for the legal side of things? Like, why hasn't the government stepped in to ban these deceptive stickers?
It's a slow process.
The timeline of regulators trying to fight this is actually fascinating, but they are painfully far behind the hardware cycle. Back in 2023, the SEC started fining investment firms for misleading AI claims.
Right, focusing on finance first.
Then in 2024, the FTC began opening cases against software companies making false AI promises. And in 2025, the massive EU AI Act finally hit Europe, forcing companies to meticulously document their high-level AI claims.
But that's high-level stuff.
Exactly. The reality in 2026, consumer hardware exists in a complete, unregulated legal vacuum. Global regulators are hyper-focused on high-risk software applications, like AI used in corporate hiring, autonomous driving, or banking.
They are completely ignoring the gaming mouse and monitor market.
Which means, because the law hasn't caught up, you, the listener, are your own last line of defense against this marketing hype.
This raises an important question about the ongoing tension between government regulation and consumer responsibility.
It really does.
Yes, the regulatory bodies are lagging severely behind the breakneck pace of hardware marketing. But we can't just wait around for a federal agency to draft legislation banning a sticker on a keyboard box.
So what do you do?
I challenge you, as a consumer, to actively demand technical specifics from these brands. Don't accept vague buzzwords. If a company claims AI, your immediate cynical reflex should be to ask, where is the dedicated NPU? How many TOPS is it pushing? What is the specific machine learning model running locally?
Make them prove it.
Exactly. When educated consumers stop rewarding vague marketing with their wallets, the industry will be forced to pivot away from the hype and get back to transparent, specification-based engineering.
Starve the hype of your hard-earned cash. I love that.
It's the only way.
So, to briefly recap the terrain we've covered today in this deep dive, we started by looking at the shocking reality that 78% of AI labels on consumer hardware are entirely fake, driven by a $2.1 billion marketing bubble that exploded in the wake of ChatGPT.
A very expensive bubble.
We dissected the absolute absurdity of AI-ready mice and keyboards that use basic ambient light sensors and basic algorithms, essentially street lamp technology, to claim artificial intelligence.
And we exposed the fakes.
We did. But we also mapped out the real deal. True AI hardware exists if you know what to look for. You look for a monitor with a dedicated image signal processor upscaling your content, or you look for a true AI PC packing an NPU with at least 40 TOPS of processing power.
Like the Snapdragon X Elite or Intel Lunar Lake.
Exactly. Chips specifically designed for matrix math.
Yeah.
But as we wrap up, I want to leave you with a brand new concept to chew on.
Oh, right. What is it?
Well, right now, we are so hyper-focused on companies lying about having AI just to make a quick buck. We are actively hunting for the fake labels to protect our wallets.
Sure.
But what happens in a few years when this AI washing phase naturally burns itself out and genuine, immensely powerful artificial intelligence becomes the absolute baseline standard?
When it's just everywhere.
Right. What happens when it becomes entirely invisible? When matrix multiplying NPUs are integrated into every single device we own, every home router, every display, every peripheral, operating silently and seamlessly in the background to anticipate our needs without us ever having to opt in or even notice it's there.
That's a profound shift.
Will we actually miss the days when they at least put a giant glowing sticker on the box to warn us?
Wow. That is a deeply unsettling but technologically inevitable future. When the loud marketing finally stops, the silent, pervasive integration begins.
Exactly. And on that slightly terrifying note, we want to warmly thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Stay sharp, always read the spec sheets, and we will catch you next time.